explain what ballot Proposition 1 would do and what changes it might make?
Ballot Proposition number 1 is the Clean Indoor Air Act. This is before the voters for next Tuesday, for October 7, 2008. And the question is, shall the city and borough of Wrangell pass the Clean Indoor Air Act, which would prohibit smoking in indoor public areas and places of employment? If this ballot measure was approved by the voters, it would amend Title 9 of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new code section. And the new act would prohibit smoking in public areas, places of employment, and outdoor areas specified in the ordinance. In the proposed ordinance, not only does it list definitions of what's in there as far as healthcare facilities, enclosed areas, employers, employees, smoking, restaurant, public place, it also lists the areas for no smoking in enclosed areas, and specifically the following places. One, it would prohibit inside all enclosed public areas, including buildings or vehicles owned or controlled by the city, which also includes the school district, and including every room, chamber, place of meeting, or public assembly under the control of any city and borough board, council, commission, committee, or city authority. Number two, another place prohibited would be inside all enclosed areas that are public places within the city, and not limited to all healthcare facilities, transportation facilities, retail stores, places of businesses, buses, taxi cabs, sports arenas, or other enclosed areas. A third place that would be prohibited would be inside all enclosed areas within a place of employment. Four, inside all enclosed areas within private clubs licensed under the Alaska state law for the sale of alcohol beverages. Then also, if it was approved, there would be no smoking in certain outdoor areas. Four specifically. One would be all areas within 50 feet of each entrance to a hospital or medical center. Two would be all areas within 20 feet of each entrance to enclosed areas on properties owned or controlled by the city, including the school district, and including every room, chamber, place of meeting, or public assembly under the control of any city board, council, commission, committee, or city authority. Three, smoking would be prohibited all areas within 5 feet of the entrance to a premise licensed under state law, Alaska state law, to sell alcoholic beverages for consumption on the premises. And when a licensed premises includes an outdoor area such as a patio or deck, the minimum reasonable distance shall be 5 feet. And four, at all outdoor arenas, stadiums, amphitheaters, except in designated smoking areas, which may be established only in perimeter areas at least 20 feet from bleachers, grandstands, seating areas, and concession stands. There's exceptions where there are areas where smoking is not prohibited. That would be a maximum of 20% of hotel and motel sleeping rooms rented to guests and designated as smoking rooms if the hotel or motel designates at least 80% of its guest rooms as permanently non-smoking. And it talks about the signage, which would be mandatory if the proposed ordinance passed by the voters. It talks about violations and penalties, the enforcement, and when the effective date would be, which would be, if it was passed by the voters, would be effective 180 days after adoption.
Christy, have you received questions from the public down at City Hall? And if so, what would be the most frequent question that folks have asked about Prop 1?
Actually, to date, and today is October 2nd, I have not received any questions regarding ballot proposition number 1, Clean Indoor Air Act. The only questions are pretty basic. Where's the information? It's located at City Hall in the lobby at the information table. On the left side of the table is a lot of pamphlets from those that are against it or for it. And then on the right side of the table is actually all information that I have put out, which are all the ballot propositions in its full text.
So if folks do have questions, if they're not sure what defines a business or if they want more specifics, they can go down to City Hall and find that information for themselves and make an educated decision.
That's correct.
Okay, well, let's move on to ballot proposition 2.
For ballot Proposition number two, the adoption of a new home rule charter. And the question that the voters will see will be, shall a new home rule charter for the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, be adopted in lieu of the existing home rule charter? Now, if everybody will remember, we did have a special state election May 6th, and it was a mail-in ballot from the Division of Elections, and that was the formation of a borough. That did pass, and we did officially become a borough May 30th, 2008. And with that passage, it approved a borough charter. Now, what's before the voters is the home rule charter that was previously in place prior to the May 6, 2008 special election. I don't want to confuse everybody, but what's on the ballot for Tuesday, October 7th, is charter revisions. Number one, it adds the words "and borough" to all City of Wrangell headings. So, again, before we became a borough officially on May 30th, we were known as City of Wrangell. This adds City and Borough of Wrangell, which we are now. Number two, adds all the new borough boundaries that we have obtained since May 30th, 2008. Three, it adds what type of borough we are. For those of you who do not know, we are now a unified home rule borough established by the voters of the May 6th election. It adds a definition of the borough and the word borough throughout the charter. Five, it adds a definition of assembly or the word assembly throughout the charter. It deletes the word city council. I mean, that was the government body. Now we're either borough assembly or assembly. Six, it shortens the mayor's terms to 2 years. It does not shorten the present mayor's term, which expires 2010. Seven, it adds a new section, Section 3-12, which is Wrangell Port Commission. And eight, it reflects a borough permanent fund created in 1997, and before that it was labeled City Permanent Fund. But if this proposed charter revision passes, it will become Borough Permanent Fund. Nine, the charter would be effective immediately upon passage of the election instead of January 1st, 2009. And last but not least, the terms of the initial elected officials are not effective if this new borough charter passes.
Have you received any questions on ballot proposition two?
The only question was, can you give me a summary, and which I have done today. So I just summarized it 1 through 10.
Are you ready to talk about ballot proposition three?
Yes. And the question before the voters shall read, shall the City and Borough of Wrangell exempt municipal officers and candidates for elective office from the requirements of the State of Alaska Public Official Financial Disclosure Law, which is specified in the Alaska Statutes 3950? Yes or no? So in the past, if the Wrangell voters remember, if you file for candidacy, you have to file a financial disclosure statement. This ballot language, if the voters passed it in the future, when you file your declaration of candidacy, you would no longer have to file that extra form. And so just some information to the voters out there. On May 27, 2008, the Borough Assembly adopted an ordinance, and that ordinance number was 818, and it created a ballot proposition for this election coming up of October 7th to opt out of the State of Alaska requirement to file public official financial disclosure statements. If approved by the voters, the exemption would go into effect on the day following certification of election results, which would be October 14th. Some of you who do not know what a financial disclosure statement is, it's a multi-page document that requires detailed information about the financial and business interests of a candidate or elected official. The required contents of the POFD statement is described more in detail in Alaska Statutes 3950030, and the purpose and intent behind the financial disclosure can be found in another section of Alaska Statutes 3950010. The most important question, I would think, is what is the purpose of the proposition to opt out of the POFD requirement? And the POFD requires numerous detailed disclosures about financial and business interests of a candidate or elected official. the Borough Assembly is concerned that financial disclosure requirements may discourage some qualified candidates from running for municipal office. So just to refresh everybody's memory, in the past we did have assembly meetings and with some discussion where we were advertising from month to month to month for openings within the city, and people were not coming forward because they had to file the statement. On the other hand, the Alaska Legislature believes it is important for voters to know the financial interests of candidates and elected officials. If any of you have any questions for me regarding the POFD requirements and the ballot measure, please stop by City Hall, or I can be reached at 874-2381.
Christy, has anybody from the public called with a question or stopped by with a question on ballot Proposition 3?
Yes, we actually had one community member and registered voter that did stop by and asked about ballot Proposition 3 and didn't realize that there was further information that I just read into the record in full text for ballot Proposition 3, so that was given to that person. And one of the questions was, how many communities exactly are there out there that are opted out presently? And what I counted was actually 105. However, some of those 105 communities have decided to come up with their own municipality financial disclosure statement. So really, you're given a choice. Each municipality is given a choice. There's certain steps that you have to take with the Alaska Office Public Commission. You can bring forth a proposed ordinance posing a ballot proposition or ballot measure, whichever you want to call it, before the voters. You have to, and if it's passed, you have to contact APOC, is what I call it, Alaska Public Official Commission. Let them know the numbers of the votes, what election, what date, when it was certified, etc. So you have a choice of just opting out of it completely, and if it's passed by the voters, then it becomes effective. Show proof to APOC, or you can also create your own under your own municipality with the passage of the voters. Again, if there are any questions about the ballot propositions or any questions regarding the upcoming city and borough election of October 7th, please contact Borough Clerk Christy Jamison at 874-2381 or stop by.
Wrangell City and Borough Clerk Christy Jamison speaking on the details of Proposition 1, 2, and 3. Individuals seeking more information on any of these propositions can find written information on the information table at City Hall and at the Irene Engle Public Library. City and Borough Clerk Christy Jamison can also be reached for questions.